Helmut Newton has died. The fashion photographer was killed Friday in a car accident in Los Angeles. He was 83. Mr. Newton's icy and erotic photographs of women became known around the world through exhibitions and his work with Vogue, Elle, and other publications. There was a strength to the eroticism in Helmut Newton's pictures. As one reviewer wrote, "Unlike the usual prone or passive nudes, these women are bold and forthright, standing upright and confronting the viewer." David Fahey has been a personal friend of Helmut Newton's for over 25 years. He carries the work of Mr. Newton in his gallery in Los Angeles, the Fahey Klein Gallery. He joins us on the phone from that gallery. And Mr. Fahey, thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
What stands up for you in the generation of photographs that you've seen from your friend Helmut Newton?
Well, when you think of fashion photography or a fashion photographer, you think of Helmut Newton. I mean, he started a new revolution in fashion photography, but he was more than just a fashion photographer. I think he visually defined the sexual sensibilities of the 60s and 70s.
I've got to ask how you mean that.
Well, he captured the style of a changing culture and a sexually liberated culture. His sense of style exudes permissiveness and a kind of sexual elegance, and people were responding to that in those decades.
What a fascinating life. Born in Germany, a Jewish refugee from Hitler's Holocaust, winds up in Shanghai where he becomes, I guess, a bit of a gigolo, we can fairly say, then serves in the Australian Army during World War II, and then makes it to the United States and becomes this esteemed and acclaimed photographer. Quite a full life. What was he like as a person?
He was great fun to be around. I mean, he was like a kid in many ways. He was a very curious person. To be that age and to be still curious and to still try new things is quite original, I think. I mean, it would always be fun to flip through a magazine and see a Helmut Newton picture and see him trying something completely different at his age. When he could sit back and rest on his laurels, he was out there making a different picture to try to provoke a little controversy again. But as a person, he was just, he was delightful. Always the first to laugh, very sweet and caring, and he was really missed by all of us.
May I ask, Mr. Fahey, do you own a Helmut Newton that it's particularly precious to you?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. It's a picture that Helmut gave me. It's a photograph of a nude in a mirror, and both Helmut and June are in the frame of the picture as well.
June Newton, his wife.
Yes, and who is also a very talented photographer. And so it's the nude and the two of them in the picture. That's the one that's my favorite.
Well, Mr. Fahey, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.
David Fahey was a friend of the late Helmut Newton and owner of the Fahey Klein Gallery in Los Angeles. Helmut Newton has died at the age of 83.